Therefore, let us feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Easter greeting, Pax Vobis, peace be to you. The thing about saints is that you never know. After all, they've got one foot in heaven. St. Francis bore on his feet and his hands and his side the wounds of Christ, seared into his living flesh by a fiery seraph of God's love. You never knew where you stood with St. Francis. Do you remember Christmas? The Christmas crib was his idea, God's inspiration, and how joyfully he set up the living nativity right in the sanctuary on the priest's side of the rood screen, bringing in the donkey and the oxen and the lamb, and how he said, were he ever to run into the emperor, the only thing he'd ask him to do would be to make it a law that the roads be covered on Christmas with birdseed so that his little friends, his favorite creatures, might eat and share in the feast. A feast with lots of meat, a real dinner. You know, the Hungarian word for Easter is meat day. And that goes back to the time when fasting was taken seriously. But Easter is a greater feast than Christmas. And one year, the brethren were trying to observe it fittingly. You know, there's nothing more Franciscan than having a good meal. But St. Francis was in a mood that Easter, or he took a notion. Didn't take much. Perhaps it was the Holy Ghost. This is what happened. They were at the Hermitage of Greccio, and they got the idea to prepare the dinner table more carefully than usually, with white linens and glassware. Coming down from his cell, Father Francis came to the table and saw that it was placed high and decorated extravagantly. Stealthily and little by little, he retraced his steps because he did not smile on that smiling table. Instead, he got the hat of one of the poor men who were there, and taking a staff in his hand, he went outside and he waited at the door until the brothers began to eat, for they were in the habit of not waiting for him when he did not come at the signal. When they had begun to eat, this truly poor man cried out at the door, "For the love of the Lord God, give an alms to the poor, to this poor sick wanderer." The brothers answered, "Come in, man, for the love of him whom you have invoked." He immediately entered and appeared before them as they were eating. But what astonishment do you think the beggar caused these inhabitants? The beggar was given a dish, and sitting alone, he put the dish in the ashes. "Now I am sitting as a friar minor should," he said. What would he do were he at your Easter table today? Would he sit down to ham with you? Or would he inch his way out of the house and beg on the porch for the poor, for your church, for your children, perhaps, spiritually starving in the midst of such riches, or for you, yourself, so needy within, because it is in giving that we receive, and it may have been a while. But he would do it in so sweet, engaging, and charming a way. This is how saints can be, if they want to, that before you know it, he'd have you thinking this through and changing your life and doing penance. Since some of you missed that part, most of Lent, and most of us haven't managed to get converted, not yet. Lepers would not be sweet to us. That's how you can tell. But you wouldn't mind, not even the heavy part about your sins, because he'd have a couple of the brothers with him, and they'd start singing, and the song would be the sweetest melody. You ever heard the Canticle of the Sun? The music is lost to us today. But this is how it ends. I read the first part yesterday. Praise be thou, my Lord, through those who give pardon for thy love and bear infirmity and tribulation. Blessed are those who endure in peace, for by thee, Most High, shall they be crowned. Praised be thou, my Lord, through our sister bodily death, from whom no one living can escape. Woe to those who die in mortal sin. Blessed are those whom death will find in your most holy will, for the second death shall do them no harm. Praise and bless my Lord, and give him thanks, and serve him with great humility. Would he stick around for the meal today, or go on out and knock at your door wearing somebody else's cap, perhaps angling for an alms for the poor still inside? St. Francis, especially towards the end, was a teacher. He was a great one for repeating himself. Remember the four great respects of the poor man of Assisi: the respect for Christ in his churches, the respect for his priesthood, the respect for the Blessed Sacrament and the Mass, and then respect for the Church's teaching, her theology. And then don't forget the part that he added to his Canticle of the Sun about pardoning for thy love and bearing infirmities and tribulations. Oh, and a decent, modest way of dressing to show respect, not just on Sundays, for you are a temple of the Holy Ghost every day. Along with that same decent, modest way for music and speech and entertainment, for all of the screens that go to make up your life, little and large. Oh, and well, than two, of course, the Ten Commandments. But of course, you know all of this already, which is why you won't be excused and must do penance to avoid the second death. There, I've said it. But as I say, Francis was never much for giving people what for and what they had better start doing. Instead, he gave them, as only a saint might, God's peace. The Lord give you his peace. And if they got close enough to him, they felt the warmth of his love, the burning seraph of his soul in stigmata. And so they didn't mind. They didn't feel threatened, as you would if I were to go through the regular laundry list this Easter morning. But there you are, all in your Easter finery, your best outfits. So let's not do laundry today. But do save a little something for a poor man who comes begging at your door today, begging a plate for the love of the Lord God. Look around you after you say grace at your Easter dinner. Who's hungry? Get you a plate. There will probably be someone there at your table and maybe in your own family. For the love of the Lord God, give an alms to this poor, sick wanderer. A blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.